Hello, everyone. Welcome to another XL Tribesman edition of, I don't know what we're going to call this today, but we're just going to call this Cocktails and Conversations. As Dominic said earlier.
Come on, Cocktails and Conversations.
Right. So today, I invited Dominic because one of the things that I've been reading about a lot is that I feel like we aren't coming together enough to spread our message. And one of the things I talked about in one of my previous blog posts was how the women's plus size movement, the way that they got started was because they stuck together. They created a tribe of people and they demanded that the world, these brands, society, treat them just as fair as a straight size woman. So I feel like if we want to be anywhere close to where they are, we got to stick together. So I got together with none other than Dominique and Kingsman over there at Thick, just so we can chop it up and talk about, you know, different things that's going on in the society, how we feel, how do we grow from where we are now, what are the things, you know, that needs to change. And so I want to let the people get to feel of you. So go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. I am Dominique, as he said, but on Instagram, I am King Thick. Owner of the Thick Movement, Tempting, Handsome, Intelligent, Charming Kings. My movement will hit its 1 year mark on August the 12th. So big ups to that. We've been raining pretty well, and it's just
they've like been traveling.
Yes,
kind of stuff. Getting books out of town. You know, you're for real when you book your books.
We're trying to be like you. We're trying to be a fashion week. We're trying to get up to your level now. But we're definitely trying to create a positive space for big men just like yourself with XL Tribe. And we are just basically out here just giving body positive another name. We get so much flack behind being bigger men and not being accepted in the industry world. And the society says that we have to be a size 28 in jeans and we can't get in that ad. And I'm just basically here to do things.
I know 28.
And knock the doors down and say that 42s, we matter. We matter too.
Shit, I know 28.
And I'm definitely not 28. I'm far from it.
I don't even know what age of 28 was.
I never was.
I think I just skipped past that to 36.
Right.
But some of the things that I wanted to talk about were the fact that, you know, I have been seeing things online, and I know that there are a lot of different groups online that are geared towards supporting the bigger guy. I've been seeing them pop up on a regular basis, and one of the things I wanted to talk about was how come you feel like some groups are supporting some groups are like, oh, fuck that. I ain't supporting none of these other groups. And it's like, I thought we were all here for a common cause, like, correct, to push ourselves forward. What do you think is causing the pushback from other groups that are refusing to either work with other groups or acknowledge other groups even exist? Because I'm not the only big group out there. You are. King Thick is. Right. There's others. Right. Like, as you can see on the front of my computer, there's Chubster. There's right. A lot of other brands that do right. What we're trying to do, so why is it we can't, you know, come together? Like, what do you think?
I think the other night I did on Thick Thursdays, I do a live when I speak to the community that follows the page, and you know, some of the issues. And some of the issues this week were about support. Mm-hmm. I posted something about 2 weeks ago in regards to supporting our group and why we don't support each other, and just from trying to create the unity video that you were a part of, mm-hmm. Thank you. Just creating the unity video, I reached out to all of the leaders in the community, within the big boy community. And, you know, again, you know, I think it's personal vendettas. I think that things become personal when we can't support each other. And from my grasp of the whole situation is that some people are not going to support people because of things that are personal. And same thing with me. Some people won't support me due to personal issues that they've had with me in the past, or some of my models, they don't like, you know, the people that I have, the face of my brand, they had personal issues with them, or they dated them before, and it gets to be a personal thing. It never is about what the movement is and what the movement stands for. It becomes a why don't you support it, and it's something personal. So And that's what I grasp from it. It's always personal. Everything's become a personal issue for everybody.
Okay. Well, I mean, listen. I am one to understand that sometimes, personally, you aren't a fan of people. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I'm growing in is that I can allow myself to say that what you're doing for the community is greater than my dislike for you. I mean, unless it's like a case where the person did something personally brutally, to right. you, like that was brutal, like brutal. Something mm-hmm. you just can never come back from. If it wasn't something like that, then I can't see why they can't say, you know, I support.
And that's what I said the other night. I said, you know, whatever issues have I ever had with anybody that's trying to do something, I'm never going to shun any man that's trying to do anything positive, any man or woman that's trying to do anything positive for their community. Regardless of how I feel about you, personally, mm-hmm. that has nothing to do with your business. What you're doing for your community, if you're doing something great for your community, you're doing something great for your community. People have to learn to give people props where props is due. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those people that I cannot like you personally. We could have had a falling out personally. Great. But if I see you doing something great in your community, I can definitely say, well, Jesus, he's definitely doing something great. Mm-hmm. I can support that. You know what right. I mean? I can support what he's doing, but I don't think I can rock with him. But that's right. personal. Right. You know what I mean? That's how I took it. That's how I take it.
You can definitely do that. Well, so in going along with that, in as far as the personal thing goes, so for example, I know there's what I believe to be 7 or 8 people, like main people in the crew of Thick Men, mm-hmm, correct?
6.
Oh, 6. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I overcounted. All mm-hmm. right, so there's 6 of you guys. So how do you guys determine, like, what's going to be the next marketing campaign? Or how do you guys decide, like, oh, okay, this is what we're going to do next? Like, the Unity video, how did that come about?
Because of the situation. I wanted to show the world that we leaders. The video was originally brought in my spirit that I needed to show the world that we leaders can at least join hands. If no one else in this community can join hands, we leaders can. I'm grateful that you and DJ showed up from King's Pride to show that the three of us can at least support each other, mm-hmm. and we're still doing the same thing. He's doing Pride, you're doing XL Tribe, I got, you know, Thick, whatever have you. But I invited all the leaders. I invited, you know, all the groups. Every Pride, every movement, I invited them. Some couldn't just make it. There was nothing personal. Mm-hmm. But no, they just couldn't make it. You know, they had other things going on. I'm definitely going to try to do that again, or either have a conference, you know, where we can sit to a table. You know, who's been doing that?
Yeah,
we can sit down. We can sit to a table because this is something that seriously, if the world, if our community can't see us as the leaders unite, they're not going to support. Mm-hmm. They're going to think it's segregated, and they always think it's segregated because
we don't need no
the moment. I use this as an example, and shout out to Vani with Big Boys of Q. But Big Boys
of Q. Hey, Vani! I like my sweatshirt.
That's my buddy. He's a good friend of mine. And he came and did my calendar. Last year.
He's in your calendar. What month is he?
August.
He's next month. I ain't flipped yet.
He's next month. But
wait, that's my month, Vani.
He said he was a Leo, so it's a Leo season thing, I guess. But when he did my video and he did my campaign and he did my video and he did the calendar, he got a lot of flack. We both got a lot of flack. People were asking, why is he supporting Thick when he has his own movement? When he has his own clothing brand and this and the third, why is he supporting me? And we both, when I go live sometimes, I have on his Big Boys of Q shirt. Mm-hmm. And people ask me the same thing. Well, why, if you're a walking brand, why are you supporting him? And I think those are weird questions for me. Because why I can't wear my brother or friend's shirt and support his business and I have my one of my own?
Yeah. It's like you can't do two things at once.
They don't want me to. I don't know.
Listen, I don't understand
that. I don't understand that.
I feel like, truthfully, if I attempt to, you know, move up the ranks in society as being a leader of things, big men, tall men, then how can I not decide that I want to reach across the aisle and say, hey, my brother, you have this going on, I have this going on, let's get together, let's figure out how we can push this forward.
When you came to our black party, our launch party this February, and you took me outside and you said, thank you for what you're doing for the community. I really like this. I was very taken away. By far, I know that there was little words, but that to me registered because you're doing the same thing as me. You don't take me as a competition. You came and supported my business and you have the same business. And I feel like if you can do that, why can't the rest of the world do that? You know what I mean? Why can't you come and support someone else's business if you got the same one thing going on? We try our hardest to go to different people. Like we went out there to rock with King's Pride at their events, and we went and studied with them. We plan on going to Heavy Hitters and hanging out with them. It's not something that we can't go support each other. It's more so of, I think, the personal issues get in the way of support. And I don't know what that's about.
Well, I hope that we can, I don't know. What I'm really trying hard to understand is, like, for me, mm-hmm. I go to work.
Scott,
I take these photos.
Me too.
I go home. I do these blog posts. And I take my behind home.
Me too.
So what I really be trying to figure out is what exactly is the issue? Or
I can't. I tried to wrap my head around it Thursday. When I did Thick Thursday, it kind of baffled me. I brought some people on to do the video with me. And some people were saying, people were in their inboxes telling them not to support us because, the faces that I have on my brand, they've tried to date them and they're bougie and they don't respond back to them. And I think, again, these
and
are
what is
personal issues.
What does that have to
issue
do
that,
with, like, what?
Me.
That was a thunderstorm.
Does it sound like?
He looked like, what was it?
Again, these are, in my mind, I'm thinking these are personal issues that you have with my models. Now you're upset with my models because of XYZ, you feel like, well, since this man is the face of this man's brand, I'm not going to support him because he got him on the face.
I get it.
And it's baffling to me.
So how, outside of the Unity video that you did, what are some of the other things you guys, or I don't know if you want to say, any of the other things you guys maybe have coming up that you hope to push us a little bit forward and help people, like, I guess, push through whatever those personal issues are.
Of course,
see what the real bigger.
What I did announce this past Thursday is that Thick has now partnered with the Battered Women, Men, and Children's Shelter, where we now will be giving back to the community. We will be going to feed them, and we'll be doing a coat drive, and we'll also be doing a food drive this winter.
Oh, I can
so. Definitely trying to give back to our community. If anything else, I'm all for doing new things. Being that we're doing our 1 year anniversary next month, August is celebration for Thick. Being mm-hmm. that we did 1 year, so in the first year, I feel like I was in trial and error. I did my first trial and error. Of course, every business we go through our first year of trial and error. So we live and we learn. Yeah, you figure everything out. And I feel like by me going into my second year, I want to do more reach out to the community. And everyone has said that we should do this conference. And I think that we should do this conference. And I think it's well done. Chicago has tried to get us to come to Chicago to do a Thick Man's conference there. But we can't get it lined up. Yeah, they want to do a conference there.
Huh.
They have reached out to us several times. But it's more so.
We'll chat about that offline.
Yes, we do. We have to get this thing going, people want to hear us speak like this. They want to hear this and see this.
I'm here for this.
I'm here for it too.
Okay, so we're going to figure out how to make that work.
We're going to have to.
I think this is like the third time we've talked
we
about.
We have. We started at the Black Party.
We did. And yes. We never finished. Every time we see each other, we got to do this conference. Mm-hmm. I feel like life keeps telling us we need to do
we
this
need
conference.
We need to do it.
And every time we meet, we keep having that same conversation.
If we can get all the industry leaders at the table, we could most definitely do
that. I don't even think we need to do that. Because a lot of times what happens is, a lot of times your first thing is proof of concept.
Mm-hmm.
So first, we just got to get it done.
Right.
Then people see it because we're going to have great video, great photo coverage.
Absolutely.
People will see it and be like, ah, when's the next one?
Right.
And so a lot of times you just have to do the first one to proof of concept. So we'll definitely.
And we can do that.
We can do that. So one of the things I want to know is, how did you get started? Because I don't think I know the origin story.
So, it's funny, but I was sitting at work one day. Well, prior to King Thick, I was Mr. Fearful.
Yes, you changed your whole name. Yes.
I was Mr. Fearful. I was celebrity wardrobe stylist, and I still am. I've been doing women's fashion for 13 years now. I moved to Atlanta to do that. Well, while doing these red carpet events and going out on the scene all the time, bigger guys would always inbox me and say, "Where did you get your clothes from? Where did you get that shirt from? Where did you get those pants from?"
Every time you was,
and I wouldn't say myself as fly. I just feel like I was myself, like, you know.
So what you're saying is yourself is fly. It's really what you're trying to get at here, right?
Hey, I mean, I guess if the shoe fits, I'll wear it. But I was getting more so of that, and then I saw going to these big boy events. I'm telling you, okay, they're fucking up. Going to these big boy events. I was seeing that there wasn't any confidence in that. And I'm someone that likes to think outside the box. No, I'm not the biggest man ever. But I saw my big boys just wearing t-shirts and being okay with wearing a college shirt. And the society saying that, oh, I'm all I'm going to give you guys is polos and 7Xs. And that's it. And so I thought, where I hear so many guys telling me, and so many of my friends, I'll never disclose them, but say that they can't take their shirt off when they go to a pool. They're afraid of that. And they're afraid to take a shirtless picture. And I thought, like, well, Jesus Christ. Like, you know, you're such a handsome guy. Why won't you take your shirt off? Oh, I don't want to show my man boobs. And so I'm like, well, that has to stop.
Moves are 2018.
We have to stop this. And so one day I was sitting at my job and I was singing Thick. The song. I can't even pass on. I was just at my desk, singing that. And I was doodling at my desk, and I wrote Tempting Handsome, Intelligent Charming Kings. I kept writing T-H-I-C-K with periods. And I was just like, oh my God, that sounds good. That sounds real good. But I was like, I don't want to do anything for this community because, oh God, going in front of the, mind you, the girls accept me. I don't know what it's going to be like going before men. This is going to be different. So I was like, oh, I'm so scared. So I called one of my good friends, which is Kills for Fashion, Isaiah. I called him on the phone. And I called him and I said, friend, what do you think of this? And he was like, oh, that's cute. And I said, Tempting, Handsome, Intelligent, Charming Kings. He kept saying, that's real cute. And I kept saying, well, what should I do with that? He was like, I don't know, friend. That sounds cute. And so the more and more we kept saying it was cute, we kept saying, well, maybe we should do blogs and maybe we should do fashion shoots using that name. And then he and I came up with the concept. I branded the concept, got it patented, then I ran with it. And so I thought, well, no, Isaiah, let's not just use me and you because you and I are into fashion. Let's use different boys. Let me show different kinds of boys, different sizes, different kinds of guys, older, younger, just to show something. So I went on Instagram. I was already friends with Kells Tatted Up. I asked him and I told him the concept. He was the first person I called. He was here for it.
Oh, wow.
I got in contact with Last King Standing. I didn't even, you know, I wasn't really friends with Last King Standing like that. We grew through this. I just had met him a couple of weeks prior to doing it. And he was here for it. Young Benzel, I haven't known Joe since I've been living here. But the moment I told him, he was just like, let him know. And I just came up with a date. And I said, I don't want to do no photo shoot. Let's do a visual.
That was a good
visual. Let's do a visual. And so the videographer I teamed up with, he was just like, meet me on the top of the building downtown at 7 a.m. on a Sunday.
Is that? Cause I'm gonna, I like that building. Like
it's in Centennial Park.
Okay.
I can't tell you which one of them it is, but it's in Centennial Park. It's right beside the Phillips Arena. I can tell you that. But it's an abandoned one. Like, it's like none of the cars park in it. So he said, meet him at that that parking lot at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. And I'm like, you really want me to make these men get up on a 7 o'clock on a Sunday? Jesus Christ. So I asked them all, and they were all willing to.
Noon if you're lucky.
They were all willing to get up at 7 o'clock, well, 6 o'clock, to meet me there at 7 and do that video shoot. And again, I was still standing there, and I was asking God, like, you know, what should I do with this video? And we're all standing here. We're wearing black. Like, what should we do? And when the videographer went for what he knew, and it dropped the first day, the response we got was immaculate. Like, it went viral.
By the way, Because we're going to get into the next video, which is the one that I truly love. But that first video was amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I never checked the tags to see who did the video. Because
Byron Kearney, guys.
Byron I know Kearney. Who does it now. I'm following him. But like that time, at that time when you were shooting that video a year ago, Cindy and I have been looking for a video out for 4 years.
I'm never going to trade him in. I'll never trade him in. He's solely mine. I even made him sign paper. He's mine. Yeah, I didn't so like he is. I can call this man to life. I can call him with one idea and he runs with it. I like him.
And he adds a lot of his own visual ideas. So it's sometimes like you have an idea. And then even that day when I was there at the Unity shoot, like you were giving him ideas. He was like, yeah, so let's take that. Let's do this. And he's like, he take your idea, your level 200. And he's like, nah, that ain't enough. Let's make it 400.
That's why I love him. Yeah, that's why I love him.
Really good.
I won't trade him in for the world. I won't.
Second video you did.
Which one?
The one where you guys were, somebody was in their car. You guys were texting.
Oh, that's everybody's favorite video.
I love that video. You know why I love it? Because
the classic man video.
Not only that.
When I told the boys it was time.
Yeah, the fact, like the all the visual effects was really what it was. Like, how you guys were texting on the phone like it was real. And then how you made it pop up on the next person's phone.
We were,
like, they actually got
it. And we were all in the parking lot. Literally.
How you did that?
We never moved from Bobby drove his car around in the parking lot. He got in the car with him and acted like he was driving. Isaiah sat up there. The Waffle House was at the top of the thing, so he sat on the bench at the Waffle House and walked past. Mind you, it was 20. Let me tell you how we love our fans. It was 18 degrees outside.
I know it was cold.
When we shot that video, we were out there trembling, but it was 9 o'clock in the morning. We made that bad boy work. We made her work. And when you saw me do that text, my fingers was frozen. I was sitting outside doing that text, but we wanted to show guys that we can go from being street to dressing up, and that was the concept of the video. We can show them that big boys can dress up too.
That was epic to me. I love things like that because I'm always trying to push the envelope in terms of like what we look good in, what we're comfortable in.
Right.
A lot of times what I get is I get the same conversations you do about guys. Like, oh, how come like I don't feel comfortable dressing, you know, in, I don't even know, like wearing, like taking my shirt off at the, that's another one. It's now that we're in summer. That's really the one that I get the most. And so.
That's really a lot of people's problem. That's a lot of guys' issue. When they write us, they say they don't like their stretch marks. They don't
those
like.
Those are tiger stripes.
Baby,
love them.
I love
them.
Mine. I love every one of them.
Love
all
them.
Of them.
I mean, really what I feel like it, what I want to teach the most is that we all need to feel a sense of purpose and accomplishment. And I feel like within yourself, like you have to get comfortable with however it is you look. I mean, trust me, it's not like I don't understand. Like,
confidence is key. So that's why we tell these guys to get in the mirror and say to yourself that you're tempting, you're handsome, you're intelligent, you're charming, you are a king. Always crown yourself a king. When we approach other guys, we call them kings because we want to uplift you. Our slogan is we uplift, we empower, we encourage, and we inspire. That's what we want to do all the time. If anything, when we speak and we go out, when we do these takeovers in other cities, we hug on them, we love on them, and we let them know that they're the same thing. They always go, well, you guys are always fly. We want you to be fly too. We want you to feel like when you go out, we want you to be dressed.
It's not the club of fly.
Right, like, no. You can be fly too. Like, you get dressed up. Make it a festive event. When you go out, wear sheer shirts. I'm not the only person that like to wear sheer shirts. Get you a sheer shirt. If I can do it, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I always try to do that for my big boys. I was doing that for my women at first. I kind of put my girls on pause. They were a little mad at me. But I had to do something for my boys.